We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. We are beginning approximately 18 lines from the top, but at two dots, where we go back to explaining where the Mishnah says, Dor HaFloga Ein Lo Mechem Ka'aba. The Dor HaFloga, the Dor, where Hashem dispersed all the Goyim and all the people all around the world, that Dor, that generation, Ein Lo Mechem Ka'aba. So I'm talking about my Ovid. What did they do wrong exactly? We know in the Pasuk it says that they said, Vayemru Hova Nivnu Lonu Ir Amigdol, let's build a city and a tower of Roshe Veshemayim, V'nas Lonu Shem, Pen Nofos Apnei Kol Haaretz. And it says in the Pasuk, they started building a Migdol in the Bikka, it says, they built and Hashem, we know Hashem did, Hashem changed all the languages, and because of that, they got spread around the whole entire world. What did they do wrong exactly? Lose the Chalek Ma'aba. So Amar Rebbe Rav Shila, they said, Nivna Migdal, let's build a tower, Vinala Rekia, go up to the sky, Vinaka Yisef HaKadumais, and we'll bang the sky with Kardumais, with axes, and this way, we're going to get all the rain to come out, so all the rain to come out of the sky, and now there won't be a shayach to have a marble, because we already got rid of all the rain. So Machlob Marava, Im Kain, Livno Achavatura, why didn't you build this on a mountain? Why you build it in a Bikka is like a valley. They built this tower in a valley, in the plains in Babel. Why don't you build it on top of a mountain? This way you get closer to the sky. Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Laza, Nechlu Gimel Kitos. There were three groups of people who were building the same tower. Achas Emeris, one of them, the purpose was Nala Venesha Sham. They said, let us build a tower and we'll live on top of the tower, and therefore we don't have to worry about a marble. We'll always be higher than the rain. We'll be higher than any flood. That would be the Eitzah. And like the Ben Yada speaks out, so then it's no purpose, you don't have to build it on top of a mountain. A tower is tall enough, flood waters, how high do they go? They go up, the most they go up 10 feet, 15 feet. They make a tower that's hundreds of feet, 400 feet high. You don't have to worry about any marble anymore. And therefore, why should you go through the whole pain of making it on a mountain, which is very hard to bring up all the bricks up a mountain, since the whole point of, according to this group, the point was that we should go and live in a higher place. So therefore they built it even in a valley, and that was the first group's idea, that they're going to make a tower where they'll live there, be higher than the rain, by be higher than the flood waters. The other group said, let's go up and do Avodah Zarah. And it's always, you want to mount a tower for Avodah Zarah, because in a higher place, that's where you usually do Avodah Zarah. And again, you don't need a mountain for that, because all you need is a tall tower. That's enough of Avodah Zarah. But Achas Emeres, Nala V'Nasa Mechama, we'll go up and do Mechama, Kaviyach V'Lakarish Baruch Hu. Now, this third group, Taka, would have been more suited to be on a mountain. But like the Ben Yehuda speaks out, since two out of three groups didn't need a mountain, so they didn't make it on a mountain, they made it in a valley. Now what happened? Zushemeres Nala V'Nei Shosham, the group that said that let's go and live there. So Hashem said, you're not going to live up there, you're going to be spread around the whole world. Hafitzim Hashem. Hashem spread them around the whole world. Zushemeres Nala V'Nas Mechama, those that said that will go up and do Mechama, and fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nasa Kaifim, they turn into bears, V'ruchais, V'Shedim, V'Lilim. And the different spirits, the different Shedim they turned into. Vezushe Meres, Nalev and Navoy, the Rez Chavim, the group that said, well, go do Avodah Zarah, it says, Kishom Bala Hashem, Sfas Kolaretz, they lost the way to communicate, everyone talked a different language, and therefore, they couldn't do Avodah Zarah anymore, because they're already doing Avodah Zarah, Rashi says, Bilbul Lashayinim, Kadesh Lo Yeechot, Mechavon Ladas, Chaveru Lav, Avodah Zarah. They couldn't talk to each other and discuss their Avodah Zarah. So that's what happened to these three groups, and they got spread around the whole world, and some of them turned into monkeys, and other spirits, and others, even if they stayed in one place, they couldn't talk the same language. Now, Agav, from this Gemara you see, the opposite of evolution. The non-Jews came up with some kind of theory that we come from monkeys, that monkeys somehow developed into humans. But you see, in this Gemara, it's the opposite, that certain humans turned into monkeys, and that's why maybe they have little characteristics of a human, because they were changed from a person into a kaif, into a monkey. And that's why I heard someone saying over, that's why you say Mashana Sabriyas, the bracha of Mashana Sabriyas, because Hashem attack was Mashana Sabriyas. He's Mashana a person into a kaifim, so it could be monkeys come from descendants of the Dor HaFloga. Zogtum Rabbi Tanya Rosh Neymar. They all mechavim for Avodah Zarah. Ksiv Hocha says, "Nasa Olu Shem." Let's make yourself a name. Ksiv Hosam Hashem Al Him Acherim Leskiru. Ma'al Halam Avodah Zarah. Just like there, it's talking about Avodah Zarah. I've got Avodah Zarah. Om Rabbi Yechanon, Migdal Shlish Nisraf. A third of it got burnt. What happened to the tower? The tower they built, the huge tower, what happened to it? So Migdal, so Shlish Nisraf, a third of it got burned, Shlish Nivla, the third of it got swallowed to the ground, and Shlish Kayim, a third of it still Kayim. Omar Rabbi, Omar Rav, Avir Migdal Meshakech. If you're in the airspace of this tower, it makes you forget. And the way Rashi learns, it seems like if you could see the Migdal, any city that's in sight of this Migdal, it causes, it's that kashal shikha, causes you to forget your learning. Rav Yosef, Bavel or Borsif, these two places, Bavel or Borsif, I guess it means a specific place, Bavel, not the whole country Bavel. Bavel or Borsif, Simen Ra la Torah. It's not a good Simen for Torah. My Borsif, each of those names of the cities, they're name of forgetting. So Bavel, we know it means cause of Lashon of Balal, mixes you up, and that, just like it's Balal Shoinam, same thing, it makes you forget. And how does Borsif mean forgetting? Om Ravasi, my Borsif, Om Ravasi, Bar Sha'afi, which Rashi explains, it means like a bar that got cleaned out from its water, and therefore it means a person forgets his learning. So anyone who's in this, could see this tower, is Mashgach. And it seems like these two cities, Bavel and Borsif, we find some, a lot of times Shas, Bavel is the name of a city also, a specific city. So Bavel and Borsif were in range of this tower, and it's Kashal Shikha to be within range of this tower. That's a Dara Flaga. Going further in the Mishnah says, Anchi Sidoim Inlem Chelek HaAba. Now we're going to have extensive sugya all about the ways, the terrible ways of Anchi Sidoim. Tan Rabban, Anchi Sidoim Inlem Chelek HaAba, Shinam is in the positive, Anchi Sidoim Ra'im V'chatorim La'Hashem Oid. They were bad and they were Chayt La'Hashem Oid. Ra'im Bo'il Ma'zeh, V'chatorim La'Hashem HaAba. They were Ra'im in this world and they were Chatorim La'Hashem HaAba. So with teaching the words, in double Lashon, Ra'im V'chatorim means, That's the makar. There's no oil ma'ba. Om Rav Yehuda, a different type in the double lashon ra'im v'chatoim. Om Rav Yehuda ra'im begufon. They were ra'im begufon v'chatoim b'mainam. Begufon means they did znus, and b'mainam means they did gzela. That's a ra'im begufon v'chatoim b'mainam. How do we know ra'im means guf? Ra'im begufon nechsev eich esse harag deil azoyis v'chatos l'lekim. So you see, Lashon Ra'ag Deil, this is talking about where Yosef is telling Eishes Paitifar, I can't be mezana with you, it's a terrible thing to do. So you see, Ra'ag is Lashon of Znus. V'chatom v'mayinim, how do you know? Dechsev, it says in the Pasuk, that says, Shom l'cha panyi adavim l'vacha b'liya, le'em akar v'shnas Hashem v'shnas ha-shmita, v'ra'ag y'necha v'chicha ha-hevi, ha-hevi l'isit l'im, k'ra l'cha Hashem, v'hevi l'chait. It says in the Pasuk, someone will say, I'm not going to lend money because it's coming Shemitah. It says, chet. You see, chet is a lashon when someone does a aveir with his mamon. It says in the Pasuk, also Lashem, Zu Birkas Hashem. They were also over on Birkas Hashem. Ma'oid, Shemeskavdim v'choitim. They were mechavin to be choitim. So that's the Pasuk that says, Ra'im v'chatam Lashem, Ma'oid, is like this, that Ra'im is beguf. Chatom is a mamon. Lashem is Birkas Hashem. And Ma'oid means it was scaven to do averis. Mastitaton of the opposite. Ra'im is a mamonim, and Chatom is a gufam. Ra'im a mamonim, nechsev, where you see the Lashon Ra'a by mamon, nechsev, Ra'i necha b'chicha avyoin. That same pasuk says, Ra'i necha b'chicha. See Lashon Ra'a when it comes to mamon, avera of mamon. V'chatom begufa nechsev achatasi la'ikim. The same pasuk before also as well with Eishes Petifar. It says, how could this be a bad thing? V'chatasi la'ikim zilosh achatasi also when it comes to the avera of a guf, which is mznos. La'ashem zu gurek shem ma'oid anu drasha for ma'oid zu shvichas dam. Shnema gam dam noki shofach. But loshen exactly what the pasuk says. V'gam dam noki shofach menasha harbi ma'oid arash emilei shushlayim per lepeh. So it says in this pasuk that Lashon Ma'oid, and that's talking about Ritzicha, about murder. The Anshei Sodom only were so haughty and did not do any mitzvahs because of all the toiva that Hashem gave them. What does it say in the pasuk regarding the Anshei Sodom? And it says about all the good they had. It says, and the first part of the pasuk says actually talks about the Einish also. It says Eretz. It says Eretz. Mimeno yetzi lechem. It was a land from which bread comes out. V'tachtel nefak ma'ish. And what was under them turned into fire. It burnt. The whole Sodom was turned over. And the pasuk goes further. Makoyim. It's the city of Sodom, its stones were mamish sapphires, and the dust was gold. It was no robber ever came there, that's an ayat, and There's no spy. It was the Shalom. There was a lot of natural resources in Sodom, and there was peace. There was no robbers. When the spies came through, lohidichu b'nei shachatz, which means big animals did not come through and kill anyone there. And lo yoda olav shachal, no lion came through it. Omru, the people of Sodom said, we have so much good. We have lechem, and we have food, we have money, we have gold. Why do we need any people coming through our cities that wouldn't need that money? Usually it's good to have, it's good for the economy to have tourists and have people coming through, guests. We don't need that. They're going to make us worth less and use up our money. Let's figure out a way to stop people to come through our land. Shenam is in the pasuk, parat nachal meimgar hanishkochem minei regel dalu meenosh nau, which the pasuk means like this, that a stream burst out of the gar from the normal way of living hanishkochem minei regel. It means that the town forgot what it means for people to walk through it. Dalu meenosh nau means that because of that they. Forever, they are considered a Rishoim, and they lose their Olam Haba. Something more about the Darash Rava. What's found in the pasuk that says Ad Onot? We're talking about Sodom over here. Ad Onot Hayusual Ish Teratzu Kuchem Kirnot Together Ad Chuya. It says over here in this pasuk that they plan to kill people by putting them next to a leaning wall. Malamit Shoynoistim a name of Bali Mamin. This is even in Sodom. In Sodom, they don't let anyone through Sodom. No guests. But now there's some rich people in Sodom, and they want their money. So what they used to do is, they used to tell the Umashim Yisrael Kirnatu, they would, let's say, make a conference, and they would put the person, the rich people, next to a leaning wall that would, and they would push the wall on the person, killing him, and abominate the money, and they went and took his money. It was a way of getting their money. And we'll see another idea they used to do. Doraj Rabba, Maidach Siwashran, the Pasuk says about the people of Sodom, Chosar Bechoyshech Batim Yoimam, Chitmu Lamoy, Loyoduar, that they go tunnel under the houses and they never see the light. What are we talking about over here? Malamed Shainoistim Enehem Bebali Mamun. Again, the people from Sodom, they were, it either means that the people who lived in Sodom or the people who came through Sodom, and Pasha sounds like these are the rich people in Sodom. The other people in Sodom try to steal money from them. What do they do? Mafkidim Etzloya Farasimon. They would give them a pikadoin, something to watch, but they wrapped it and they tied it in a little bag, so it looked like it was gold or silver or something precious, and therefore these rich people, they put it together with all the other the treasures. They put it into their safe. They put it into their treasure cabinets. That's where they put it, because it looked like it was something. That's Lashon of Chitmu. And the Pasuk says, So what it means is, Like Rashi says, that they tied it up. They tied up the farsimon, which is a type of spice, a type of perfume. They tied it up in a bag, and they gave it to the usher. And the usher thought, this was something I have to put away. I have to put away for safekeeping. And they put it into their treasure houses. And la'erev, and the evening, they went and sniffed around the house until they smelled the farsimon, and that's how they found all the treasures of the person that stole it. Shneva, Yeshuv l'Erev, Yemu Kelev is over here. The Apostle says they return at night, Yeshuv l'Erev, Yemu Kelev, and they bark like a dog, V'yisayv u'ir. They go around the city, which means, U'ba'am v'choyishim shom v'naitlam, they go and they smell the farsimon, and then they go dig and tunnel under the house, and they take all the money. Now the Gemara just takes a little break to say more of the terrible things that the Pasuk says in Iyov about Sodom. It says in the Pasuk, Orem Yolinu Bli Levush Vein Kesus Bekara. They allowed the people who came through to spend the night without any clothing, and they had no clothing Bekara against the cold. Chamar Yisoyim Yenhogu Yechabu Shara Amona. First of all, they drove away the Yosim's donkey, and they took the Almana's shar as a mashkin, even though that's all she had. Gvulois Yasigu Eider Gazlu V'Yiru. They first of all, Gvulois Yasigu means they moved away the boundaries, they changed boundaries of properties, stole properties, and they also stole the flocks of animals. And they just, if someone died, they just ran and dumped them into a cave without giving a normal avaya, just like mamas treating like an ani. Darosh Rav Yosef Bitzipayri, this drasha of Afar Siman, which is not Pash Pshat in the Pasuk, but he said the Pshat, when it says this Pasuk that the Tzorar Chosim, it says in the Pasuk, Chosim V'Choshech Batim, Yoimim Chosim Olamai, and Darshan wasn't mean, a whole stick of Torah, a whole trick that they did with the Afar Siman, with the perfume, and this way, they were able to steal. So he Darshan this in his drosh about a shear, and he didn't chap that at his shear were a lot of Ganovim. He didn't chap this. Darshan Yisrael Tzipayri, after and he Laila, and that night in Tzipayri, there was 300 Genevas. Tlas Meya Machtar to Bitzipayri. Because 300 people thought of this, said, oh, it's a great idea. And they went and they gave a pikadon for safekeeping to 300 Gvirim. And that night they stole the money. Also, come Tsarale. So the people at Tzipayri started screaming, it's your fault. Why did you say that, Baravim? Amrle, you have his orchel Ganavim. You gave good ideas for the Ganavim. Amrle, me have your dana, the Osu Ganve. Did I know that Ganavim come to my shir? I have no idea. He says when Rav Yosi died, it was such a big tzaddik that even the gutters were dripping blood to show pain for Rav Yosi's death. Now, Rashi says, what are we trying to say with this? We're trying to say that Rav Yosi was from Tzipayri. It could have been Darash Rav Yosi from Tzipayri was. He was an outsider. Who said he lived there? Well, bringing Rav Mi actually lived there, and that's why when he died, the gutters dripped blood. And so what's the chiddush? So now, that's what Rashi says. So now, it's not good, now you know he lived there. What was he trying to say? So I saw one of the Sfarim, he says, sounds like this, that Rav Yosi, good if he came from a different town, we understand they didn't know that the people were Ganavim. But maybe from this town, you would think he knew that they were Ganavim. Kamash will know, even though he lived there, he was such an ayin toiva, he had no idea that the people is giving to Shir, that the Shir is giving to Ganavim. He thought everyone's Mamash Tzadikim. And therefore, he set over this shtick, and Maisa, they went ahead and did it. Another practice of the Anshei Sidoim, Amri, the Islechad Tura Mari, if someone owns one ox, so Mari Chad Yoima, he has to take a turn of being the shepherd of all the axes in town. The Lestle, if he doesn't have Liri Treyim, he has to take 2 days, which makes no sense. Because really, the guy who has one, so anyway, he has to take care of his own ox. So at the same time, he'll take care of other people's. Someone doesn't have an ox, why should he take care of the people's ox for 2 times? What was the Stoyim's Taina? The Baal Stoyim Taina like this, that if a guy has one ox, he's a Baal Parnasa, so he has other properties. So he needs time to take care of his other properties. The guy doesn't have an ox, it's Tamaz Ayelo Yitzlok. He's not going to do. He's not going to do. Let him give him 2 days. Which, of course, is not right. And the Gemara says, a certain Yosem got them back well. So a certain Yosem, the son of Amona, obviously the son of Amona, he's Yosem. Avulei, I guess it means that he lost his father, not his mother. I guess he didn't know, he had no Parnasa. And Avul, so he had no Parnasa, no Shar, no axe. Avulei, Tairi Lemire. They gave him an axe to watch. Ozel, they gave him, and he did everyone's ox. He was watching everyone's flock for 2 days, obviously. Also, Shaklin v'Katlin. He went ahead and he actually killed the flock. He killed the sharm. They killed the oxes. Amalahu. So he said to them, "Let's split up the hide on top of my base. We have to split up the skins and the hearts." So he says, "The islay tura nishkul chad mashka." So the Yosem said, okay, the rule is like this. Whoever had one ox in this flock takes one skin. The less the two row, whoever does not have any ox here, nishkul trei mashki, will get 2 skins. And that's me, I'm going to get 2 skins. Omrelay, so the owners of all the dead oxen said, my high, like what kind of idea is this? Omrelay, I'll tell you why. Soif di klios dina. The end is like the beginning. Mat klios dina islay tura. Just like when you give it to me to watch. You said, whoever has one shor, mar chadema, has to graze with all of them for 1 day. And if you have less than 2 ra, mar chayim. If you don't have a shor, then you have to do 2 days. So if you know also, this is a chatur, lishkul chat. If the safety also, if you have one shor, you take 1 skin. The less than 2 ra, lishkul chay. If you don't have a shor, then you get 2 skins. So I've got you back. Because you have this crazy, crazy idea, these crazy ideas that somehow, because I have no sharks, I have to watch more. The same thing goes for collecting the skins when they're dead. I get two skins, even though I don't have any oxen, because that's the same thing. Like the one who doesn't have gets more. Just like you have to watch more, you get more skins.